You guys want to talk about liquor store bags?
We do podcasts by nature, it's in our blood. Stay posted in the magic and spread love. Four guys on the pod every week. Live Twitch feed for the fans, what a treat. Find us on the internet with all the pods. Stacking up downloads so we become giving gods. There ain't no limit to our peak. Fortune and fame is all we ever see. Everyone listen to a new low today. Everyone listen to a new low today.
Liquor store bags are the best brand of bags. I will say that.
Have you been to California?
As far as like Greg giving a long.
Well, I don't know what your objection to, right? So,
like the bag I just had, like a simple black bag. Like it's better than like a Walmart bag. I'm in the echelon of like grocery store bags or just like CVS bags or something like that. It's the best of those bags.
I think Joe has a drink to make.
I do.
Drinks with Joe.
I gotta say, if you guys aren't gonna engage me on bag talk, it's gonna be a long episode.
No, I'm still saving it for the daring drink banter. I don't want to.
Okay. Well, today I am making a drink called the Black Hole Sun.
Won't you come?
Whole sun. So you're gonna make it in a mixing glass. I have a mason jar here.
That's a jar.
2 ounces of bourbon. I have Four Roses.
Where's my bourbon?
Half an ounce.
You should do four. Half an ounce of Two Roses.
Cold brew.
Ooh, cold brew. Joe's back on the uppers.
For
toss a little Zen in there and shake it up in the, the shaker.
Zen nicotine. Let's go.
Can you put? Do they have Zen cocktails yet? Is that a thing?
No, no, they don't. So.
Well, the
Zen is cocaine.
Will it
just
come
powder?
Out into the...
No, that won't happen. It's just a powder.
Yeah, but if you mix it into a cocktail, won't it go into the cocktail?
Doesn't make it a Zen cocktail.
Doesn't have any properties. So
like
anyway, liquor store bags. Joe, are you done with your ingredients?
No, not yet. Half an ounce of simple syrup.
Do you guys use reusable
bags under your eyes?
I know Scott does because he lives in California and he.
See, that was my question. Do you guys have the big, thick, heavy bags that we have here now? Because we're legally obligated to have them.
What are the big, thick, heavy bags? Like trash bags?
They're the grocery bags, but they're super thick and reusable.
No.
When they went to the California went to you have to pay for bags at the grocery stores. They
switched to orange bitters.
They switched to these big heavy bags and I love them because they don't rip. They're like the world's strongest grocery bags. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Any mini trash can we have?
Nice cubes we have. We have the ones that you fold, and you open them up, and you put the bottom in, and they're solid cubes. So you put a ton of stuff in them, and they have good handles. We call them grocery cubes.
You have bags that are cubes? What?
Yeah, they fold up. They're cardboard-ish, but covered in fabric or some, you know, plastic something or other. And then you open them up, and then they have a thing you put down to solidify the base. You can fill them up with tons of stuff.
I don't know what Greg's talking about.
Reuse them.
I have no idea. I need to see this.
Anyway, we have thick bags here in California.
One dash of Vegas store bitters.
They thought it would like deter people because you had to pay 10 cents every time you want a bag now. But now I prefer paying for the bags because I get these really nice bags for only 10 cents. And they're super strong. You try to rip these bags with your hand. You can't do it like those old-fashioned free bags.
Those old-fashioned... Most of the country's still using those bags. I don't know how old-fashioned they are.
They're old-fashioned to me, brother. I haven't seen one of those bags in a hot minute.
One liberal dash of chocolate bitters.
What it's so the, you have to pronouns.
Fly out to California and then
get a big thick grocery bag. But I was gonna say the liquor store bags. I don't like when they make the liquor store bags black, because when I'm walking,
you think it's porn.
When I walk,
what? You
gotta, no, Jones,
Greg, I heard that too.
Everybody thinks he's carrying porn down the street.
Oh, porn! I thought Greg said poor.
When I take the walk down to the local corner store to get some booze and then walk it home, everyone knows I'm walking home with alcohol, and they're like, "Oh, look at this alcoholic! This alcoholic's walking to the liquor store. He's walking home. Lots of judgments being had."
That reminds me of the Jay Larson plunger bit. Everyone knows once you have a plunger, you got a problem at home.
Yeah, but then you keep that plunger for every home throughout the rest of your life.
Yeah. You should never need to buy another plunger again. But that first time, you got to buy a plunger. No one's buying a plunger preemptively.
I feel like plungers. Go to 7-Eleven or go to a store and get a nudie mag. Back in the day, they put it in a black bag. So everybody knew that you had the dirty stuff. When people bought magazines.
Mm-hmm. Now it's just they know you have an alcohol problem when you're walking home with a black bag.
But no, I like the black bag because when reusing it, it's one of the better of the reusable bags. It has there's a thickness to it
He's got a California. I knew he was going to say he's got the California bag. See, we have those bags, but they're white.
Whoa! But but yeah, no. They're good for like the bathroom trash can, room trash can. They're one of the best. And because they're black, they lock in like light. I think light also attracts like bugs and whatnot. So if you got like a one of those see through bags, you kind of what happened? I got theories. I can have theories.
This is why I wish Kyle was here, because he would like come with some science about how light and bugs don't attract. And that was a bizarre phrase. But you're making my point for me, Joe, with my California bags. We love them because they're thick and they work. We use them in all of our mini trash cans, all the bathroom trash cans, the office trash can. You could put glass in that bag. And you don't have to worry about it cutting through because it's so thick. Anyway, Joe's making a drink. Joe, how's your drink?
I did not get as much. I think they have a smaller glass.
Joe made a shot. Whiskey glass. If you're not watching on the Twitch.
It's not a shot, but it's not as much as I was kind of hoping.
Is there supposed to be an ice cube in there? Or maybe an iced tea?
Maybe there's supposed to be
maybe
like a
Coolio
whiskey ice cube. Scott, you're on one. I'm going to throw the ice cubes in here.
That
after
was a
stirring.
Good bit. Oh.
Get a little weight to it. Get a little first sip here. That is shockingly better than I thought it would be. So I was gonna say I was sneaking some of the ingredients in there while Scott was going on a rant, which I'm very happy about. But 2 ounces of bourbon, half an ounce of cold brew, half an ounce of simple syrup, 2 dashes of orange bitters, 1 dash of Angostura bitters, and a dash of chocolate bitters.
A lot
you're
of
getting
dashes
that.
In there.
A lot of dashes. But you're getting a nice, hearty bourbon taste, which is good for a bourbon drink. You're getting a little bit of that coffee, but that's the bitterness of the coffee is getting diluted by the simple sugar. You're getting the brightness from the orange. The Angostura is more of a aromatic. So that's really filling up the noses. And then that dark bitter is given a nice dark little note, little chocolatey note at the end there. It's a very complex flavor profile, but I'm really digging it. I'm going to give it a 6.5 out of 8 Joes.
I don't know if he's digging it at 6.5 out of 8 Joes.
6.5. Look. Got to work. Got to see how it builds, you know?
It sounds good.
It's pretty good.
Sounds amazing.
If you're a coffee drinker, if you're a bourbon drinker, I think you'll like it. Honestly.
That's me. I love both of those things.
The orange is probably the one thing holding it back a bit. I understand why they would include it in the drink to give it a little bit of brightness. But without that, you'd probably get more of the chocolatey notes. And I think that would help the drink
more.
Does
it have chocolate orange vibes?
I'll do it with the chocolate. Yeah, you're getting chocolate orange vibes. But I think I want just more chocolate
breakaway
vibes.
Chocolate cube vibes.
Or don't know what that means, but okay.
Not chocolate cube, chocolate sphere. What's the chocolate thing?
No idea what you're talking about.
The orange chocolate bars.
Oh, what are you talking about? I know. Let's see.
The Wonder Ball? Wonka Ball?
Sliced orange chocolate bars.
Yeah.
That sounds not real.
Open them up. They're, I know what you're talking about.
What are Terry's?
You never had a an orange chocolate ball?
I feel like you guys talk about
Terry's chocolate
shit.
Oranges.
There you go.
Yeah,
Terry's not gonna look this up. Terry's.
Has Joe never had a chocolate orange?
No.
They're, like they're shaped what? Like an orange, or they're slices of chocolate. It's like boom, boom, boom.
I've never boom. Had this. That looks ridiculous.
Joe, I think you should have one.
Nah, I'm cool.
On a new segment, Joe tries.
Do you like oranges? Do you like chocolate? Do you like?
I like oranges. I like chocolate.
Chocolate shaped
like
oranges.
I sell oranges.
Do you like those like gumdrops? The orange gumdrops. The orange slices.
The orange gumdrops. Oh, the like the
orange. They're orange slices. They're called orange slices, but you know the gumdrop kind of consistency.
Yeah.
Your grandma's candy.
I did always. They're sugary and everything. Yes, I love that.
I love orange slices. So
those are a little too soft for me. I need something more. Chewy.
Nah, I like the little gumminess of it. You know what's funny? The last couple days, Ariel has like some vitamin gummies or whatever, and they're like smaller versions of the little oranges thing, Greg. So I've been popping them in like once a morning. I'm like,
oh, you know what? Those are good.
Give me the healthy version of that sweet treat I like.
That's what sucks, though. It's like they're too good. You know, it's like I need 8,000 milligrams of this right now. You know, 500. Is the recommended
I used to
dosage.
Keep,
like, yeah, but I want 18,000 milligrams.
A container of those adult multivitamin gummies at my desk, just because when I had a sweet tooth, I'd just pop one and be like, I'm doing good. Yeah. I just popped 14,000 milligrams of vitamin C because I ate four gummies.
I'll take a magnesium potassium gummy. It's very good.
Before bed? Those will make your dreams rock.
Yep, before bed.
How your dreams have been?
They're good. Oh. Very well
magnesium, formed. Magnesium before bed, you'll have some, you'll get a little wild, get a little crazy in the dreams.
Weird, wild stuff.
You're crazy wild, stuff. A little crazy, a little wild.
Scott, what dreams have you been having since it sounds like you were in the know?
Oh, Joe, I'm glad you rang this up.
Ooh.
About 2 weeks ago, I had a dream, or some would say a nightmare, that our dog shit her crate at night. And then I woke up.
She did.
The little lady woke up to take her out in the morning, and that night she shit her crate.
I was like, you didn't have to take her out because she had already shit the crate. Or did he?
It was one of those weird dreams that came true, and I was like, did I know something? Did the universe know something that I didn't know?
Where do you keep the crate?
In the living room. It's not in the bedroom. It's also funny because that night the cat came rubbing up against the bedroom door and like meowing at like 5 a.m. in the morning, which she doesn't really do. And so I had the dream, and then I was woken up by her at the door, and I'm like, maybe she did shit. Maybe, like, should I wake up and go out and check to make sure she didn't, like, just shit all over the place?
Smelled shit everywhere.
And then I was like, no, it was just a dream. It's not real. And then turns out it was real.
How have the cats and dogs been getting along, Scotty?
The dog tries to play with the cats, but they're not having it. They're
how
not
many cats
it.
And dogs do you have now? I often forget.
Two cats, one dog.
Two cats, one dog. Okay. What are the names? We know Midnight. What are the names of the other
Midnight, aka Feisty, aka Bela.
Bela.
Huh? And then the old cat is Zoe.
Okay.
And then
is that a cat the lady previously had?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
the dog. Where did the dog get in the mix? That's what I'm still thrown off by.
Well, she got the dog to play with the new cat, but the new cat just runs away from the dog. So
yeah, what? Does she not know how cats and dogs work? Did she never watch Tom and Jerry as a kid?
Well, her old roommate had a cat that the new cat used to play with, and she would run around and fight with. Mm. But then when the roommate moved out, she's like, oh, I need a replacement because she's just... The old cat Mama. Doesn't play with the new cat because she's just old and cranky.
An old cat is not hanging out.
So she got the puppy, but then the puppy just... She just... The cat doesn't like the puppy. She just runs. She just runs.
Last
week, anyway, tell me the dog's name.
So oh, Carly. Carly is Carly. The dog with K.
Someone said... Ariel mentioned That's So Raven, or that made me think of Bill Cosby.
Whoa.
I mentioned the Cosby documentary last week. I think I said it was on Prime or somewhere or whatever.
Did it's you?
On Max. I said it was on Max. I said it was on Where? Max.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Kamel Bell.
Yeah, but it's actually it's I was on like, because it's a well, it's a Showtime.
To this end?
It's a Showtime Maybe? Documentary, so it's on Showtime or the Paramount. With Showtime, which I'm sure all gotcha. Of you have, because it's, you know, you guys.
You got to have all the things.
Have everything.
By the way, I did want to speak. Thank you, Greg, for giving me a segue. I'll let you go, though. But thank you for locking a segue in my mind. We both can't drink. You were bringing
up the Cosby. You can't say thanks for the segue.
you said segue, and then you stopped talking.
No, I said I'm going to keep it in reserve. I don't want to cut you off, though. You seem to be going on something.
Well, Scotty, I have a question.
Hey, I got a question for you guys.
You making fun of me? I have a question. And this is a deep one, so put your...
Kyle's listening back in his... Dig deep. Doesn't know that's a... That's
dig
a,
deep.
A bit. Doesn't know it's a...
If you guys could invent a new emotion that everyone could feel, what would it be and how would it change the way we connect with each other?
Now, can I...
This is too much.
Those are not vitamins?
Have we not defined what emotions are already?
That's the question.
Yeah, it's like vitamin C and stuff.
Emotion is what you want it to
be. Wait, what's Joe... Wait. Let's go back
to... I'm like, what am I eating now?
Joe's, like, what is that? Apparently Joe's not Joe's eating vitamins. What is he eating?
The orange...
I'm like, what am I eating? It's
gummies?
Vitamin C.
Are you eating gummies? They're probably...
Not eating gummies.
Are you eating like estrogen gummies or like something? Or like Midol?
No. Now I got to go look. Well, I'll be right
your hair is really
shiny.
Just got
to figure out your emotion.
Joe's been popping.
Oh, Joe, be thinking about an emotion while you're gone. But that is one of the questions is what is an emotion and how could you create a new emotion?
Yeah, you can't create a new emotion, right? They've been defined?
Well, I mean, I figured you'd want to combine... existing emotions to make a super emotion that is ideal, you know, like ecstasy mixed with like sadness. I don't know.
Ecstasy mixed with sadness?
So
I think that's called alcohol.
Can we pull on potential emotions that have gone dormant in society?
All right.
Like empathy?
Like shame. Shame. I want to bring back shame.
I don't know that's an emotion.
What?
The son of Vince McMahon?
I mean, you do feel it, I guess. You feel shame.
shame. Me and Ariel were talking. We were driving to the liquor store.
Talking about why you haven't gone to church, but you've gone to the liquor store?
No.
Yeah, while you're eating immune support. Gummies.
Her estrogen gummies.
It's a dietary supplement. But I was saying that January 6th should have been like the end of Trump's political career. But the Republican Party had no shame. So they just let him right back in. And it's like, if shame was still around, There's no way you after that, anybody is allowed to, like, anybody who was associated with that is kind of just like, you're done. But we have no shame.
Effect.
There's no
shame.
It had
a complete opposite effect.
It literally had the... It galvanized people.
Trump broke every social norm we had in politics and in society.
And what we learned was one of the biggest social norms that was keeping society afloat was shame. People wouldn't do things just because, like, okay, I can do this, but I can't go that far. Like... Because somebody's going to call me out on it, and then I can't have any answer. But now it's like, I don't have an answer. Who gives a fuck? Like, I don't care.
Fake
it's like,
news.
Whoa.
Wokeness.
DEI.
Tom
like,
Segura
what?
Can be on Netflix with the shitty ass showing for...
Yeah.
Oh, Tommy, what are you doing with this? With your asshole out and he's all his poopy?
So, yeah, I think... Bringing back shame, which also I don't even think that's the root of shame disappearing, by the way. I think shame disappearing went away when we became a softer society.
Game of Thrones.
And we outlawed bullying. We got to bring bullying back.
Oh, here we go.
Because you can bully some people.
Started sounding like them now. Started sounding like them now.
It's a fine line.
There's a healthy amount of bullying. Now, the online...
You get shame for something that's not shameful, and then it becomes shameful.
That is true. The problem at the root cause of all my issues is the internet. When bullying was contained to only when you saw somebody, like, you seen them, you left them, and you can go about your day. Now, they're always with you, and it's gotten too malevolent. But a good...
That is true.
I didn't bully anybody. I knew
when
people
I was a
who
kid,
bullied, I stood up.
When I was a kid, I only got bullied at school. I didn't get it on at home or online.
Exactly.
Now these kids, but, they get it at school, at home, online, when they open their phone.
They can't. They're always being bullied.
They're on the shitter.
The other thing about being bringing back bullying is also you create people who stand up for the people getting bullied. I was somebody who didn't allow people to bully people. So that's a character trait that is also disappearing because no one's standing up for people because how can you stand up for somebody 24 hours of the day? So.
That's a lot of standing.
We should go back to shaming people
standing.
For
no sitting.
Mispronouncing things and saying things.
Well, we do that every episode.
Oh, those are the best. Those are the good old days.
We did that to the chat earlier. Kelly said something and Greg immediately went to
Definity. She Definity believes
Definity.
What she said. It's a good word. It should be a word. Definity should be a word.
But yeah,
we got audience participation. Joe, do you want to read Ariel's response?
Ariel's response was, I would create the emotion that people get when they are withdrawing from a hard drug. Only you don't have to be on hard... Only you don't have to be on drugs. That way, people can relate to how people feel when they are withdrawing and they can have empathy. I think that goes back to... I mean, you even circled it back to empathy in a way. But having that... understanding of withdrawal does I think if there was more shared experiences, and this goes back to my whole internet thing, we've split from a more monoculture. If we had more shared experiences and more understanding of each other,
stereo,
we'd have more empathy for one another. And I think we've just broken our brain as a society with the amount of things that have inundated our minds and whatnot, and just
where are we at with society?
I don't think,
where are we at in society?
I feel like with everything else, the crazy,
where are we at in society today?
Crazy lefts, rights, everything
me.
Are louder
I'm
than
a man.
Norm.
I'm 40.
And I think in normal society,
I'm not a kid.
There is still shame and there's still things, but it's not making the social media posts, not making the news.
Yeah.
But in your life, real life, you know, we're just going on normally. There's shenanigans going on around you that probably wouldn't if there was a little more shame and a little more empathy going on. But I think in your own life, you practice it.
In my life.
It's so much noise around the fanatics.
There's
the
so much living. Psychotics. Greg, you're 1,000% right. There's so much living on the internet that then the media takes and uses that as a representation of real life. Like, it was funny when we went to the Kendrick concert the other day. I think I mentioned that. Damn, what's the band from Chicago?
Chicago.
Not Chicago. The band, they're from East Chicago. Street band. No. Greg, what's the name, was just trying to go to their two shows in South Florida.
Creed.
Man, not Creed. Pearl Jam. Creed's from Florida. Pearl Jam, thank you.
They're from Seattle. Good try.
They're from Seattle? Aren't they Eddie big Vedder's Cubs
from
fans?
San Diego.
They then why is Cubs he a fan. Huge Cubs fan? He's basketball the fan. Biggest Cubs fan. He's like he's in Chicagoland, all the in Cubville and everything. He was there when they won the World Series.
Cubville like, fan.
I think we might.
I think you're confusing them with.
No, I think you're confusing, right? Because Pearl Jam.
I think
from
you're
Seattle.
Confusing them with Dave Grohl's band.
Well, Dave Grohl's Foo also Fighters. From Seattle. Foo Fighters. They're all.
I think
from
you're
Seattle.
Confusing
Don't
them
you
with
know
Foo Fighters.
The grunge scene,
Greg. If I look up Pearl Jam, right now, they're fucking from Chicago.
Please do, Joe, so I can shame the fuck out of you.
Okay, they're from Seattle. They're from Seattle. He's got
Eddie Vedder's not from Seattle, but he came in and joined the band. He's from San Diego or something. He's like a surfer.
Eddie Vedder is from Evanston, Illinois.
But when he joined the band, he came from. Like
Rise Against Smashing Pumpkins from Chicago. Earth,
well,
Wind, and Fire.
In the San Diego area. Wow, Greg,
from Chicago.
Look at Greg knowing this stuff.
Styx from Chicago, Joe. But Disturbed.
He is a
from Chicago.
Big Cubs guy.
That whole guy. Scene started in Seattle. So,
anywho's. When I was leaving the GNX tour, the Pearl Eddie Vedder is a Cubs fan. Because he's from Evanston. He's from Evanston, Illinois, gotcha. Which is Northwestern. It's right by Chicago.
But Pearl Jam was a big basketball. Like, they were a basketball fan.
Aren't they named after? Well, they were originally named for Manute Bol.
Manute who?
Anyways, Manute Bol. Bol's father. Manute Bol, sorry. I always never remember if it's an I or an L, so I always hedge my bets on that.
Boy,
but
<That's wrong. laughs> Eddie Vedder sings "Take Me Out to the Ball Game" at Cubs.
We were coming out of the concert. Both concerts were coming out at the same time, and there was an older white dude with his wife, and then me and Ariel were there. And then we were chit chatting, and we took the train together, and I think they got off like a stop before us or whatnot. But we had like a really good conversation. Because we were talking about the two shows and whatnot. And I'm like, you know, at the core, people, when interacting with people, are 9 times out of 10 decent. And the representation that ends up on social media and then gets metastasized and ends up on TV airwaves now because it's all, you know, gotcha and, you know, far left, far right, all that shit. It just makes the discord so terrible that you feel like there, like you said, that middle that middle perspective is just a vacuum now.
And it's like the media's made it worse by, like, they'll say outrage over something or something, and it's because maybe one or two people mentioned that they were upset about something. But the response to that is people fighting back against those two people that didn't like something, and they're like, these 100 people are like, but you're out of your mind. And then other people are like, 2,000 people come up and defend the original person, even though they didn't believe in that in the first place. And it was all a non-story in the first place. It's annoying, but thank God for the truth-telling Anulo podcast.
Hard-hitting truth. Speaking of my segue that was planted a little ways back, have you guys ever
22 minutes ago?
Have you guys ever made a decision, then reneged on your decision, then went back to that decision, then like danced around the making the decision, then just went back to the original decision. You guys ever?
Joe, yeah, look,
that's pretty much every decision.
There's a lot of money in this wedding already, Joe. I think you just have to. You just have to commit at this point. Ariel's in chat.
That's not what I'm talking about, Scott. I'm talking about HBO Max.
Change their names and back.
Or HBO Go, HBO Now. So when the streaming service officially, the official streaming service, because you had HBO Go, you had HBO Now, that weren't officially streaming services, but HBO Max was the launch. Then they changed heads, and then it just became Max. And there's been three rebrands under Max as far as the color palette. And now, 3 years later, they're going back to being called HBO Max. What the fuck?
It's because their flagship stuff is HBO, and people they trust HBO. And when it's just Max, when there's a Max original, people may not know.
Which
that
is
it's
why
HBO,
when they
so
took
they
off the HBO,
it.
Everybody was like, "What are you doing?"
And plus, it was already Cinemax, which they owned, or was that Showtime? One of them owned Cinemax, and it didn't make.
You're one of them
sense.
Own it.
And so, yeah, keep HBO on it. I think it's because they had so many things under Max, different things like.
The thing is, all those things
Comedy
under Max
Central,
aren't going
the,
away. No, Comedy Central's not them. Comedy Central's Viacom, which is Paramount.
Viacom, which is Paramount. But
it's like Discovery and TLC.
Adult Swim.
Yeah, Adult Swim is secondly under there because Cartoon Network's under there.
I like Max better. I think Max encompasses more than HBO. HBO, I think of.
But
late
they need
night
HBO on there
teens
because
watching.
But HBO's got
their original
the brand
series
name.
Are trusted.
It's the brand
the thing
name.
Is,
it's the marquee.
Their series
it's
are
like
still
saying,
on HBO. Like HBO.
It's like saying, I want to see the Bulls. It's the Chicago Bulls. Like, you might end up in fucking Durham if you're just seeing the Bulls. Like, there's a Durham baseball team that are the Bulls.
Yeah,
but you want to see
State.
The Chicago Bulls. South Dakota State. You want to see the Chicago Bulls. Like, the marquee name is the draw. HBO is the thing that's going to bring more people in because that's a brand that has been trusted year after year after decade. Like, so to remove that just was like the most head-scratching move ever. Because like Greg said, there's still Sunday night shows that are dropping. The Last of Us is a HBO show. The Rehearsal is a HBO show. Exactly. So why not just call the thing? Because some
but
people
if
might
it was
not
a
get
new
Max,
name, but Max
because they think that it's not there. So why not just let people know that both of these things exist cohesively?
And
it's
HBO
Max
is home box office, which covers it's still valid. It covers
it's still
everything.
Applicable.
Smart.
Yeah.
What concerns me is when I'm on YouTube TV and then I like play like a Golden Knights game and it says, "Would you like to watch this on would you like to watch this on Max?
Yeah.
TNT, ESPN,
or
something
True
else?"
TV.
There's four. Yeah, there's four options. I'm like, am I paying for all this? I always select Max just because I feel like
too.
I
I'm
must
like,
be paying for Max.
Don't watch
like
Max.
The Scott's,
watch it
I was like, is this because I have Max?
Watch it on
is this because
TNT.
Scott has Max? What's happening?
Like the basketball, True
That's
TV
what gets
or
me.
TNT. It's like, TNT. Why
I'm like, why the
True
fuck
TV?
Would I put it on True TV? Yeah.
Because
like,
a lot of times
yeah,
they
feel
have
like
a different version of it, you know? Like
True TV, you're going to watch and like the commercials are going to be like some weird shit in
announcers.
Between.
Oh, it's going to be the Impractical Jokers the entire time.
It's like Nickelodeon NFL games.
You got to say, by the way, speaking of True TV's lineup, I'm very sad that the Carbonaro effect never came back. It's the one show where I was like, magic,
oh
I'm here for
I it. Always love the show about pasta.
Speaking of pasta, and then had Italian food tonight for dinner.
Ooh,
like, oh,
ooh,
I'm trying to be
fancy.
Good. You
fancy,
know, what should get light here?
Where'd she
you know,
go?
Like, fuck it.
Little chicken parm,
a place
little chicken
crust. Called Crust. They got pizza and Italian
well,
food.
Eggplant parm.
I had a rigatoni a la vodka.
Ooh.
Ooh.
So you know, they don't put vodka in there, right? It's crazy.
Yeah, there is vodka and sausage cooking out.
But it was sometimes, very, very good. Not all the time.
It's like, oh, I didn't mean to eat this much pasta, but God damn it, it was
Greg's good. Like, where's pasta's my vodka
so
shot?
Fucking good. Like, that's my favorite. That's my favorite cuisine outside of Haitian food. Italian food, my favorite cuisine. Scott's about to say something very defamatory that's really going to set me off.
I don't think I've ever ordered pasta at a restaurant.
Oh, okay.
In my life. Because I get bored. Like, I'll one bite of pasta, I'm like, all right, I get it. It's like, do I want to do this 100 more that times? Do I want 100 more of the same bites of pasta?
Yes. What
if you have
are
the right
you
sauce,
talking about?
The pasta.
I'm about to say the right sauce, the right keys, the right
some,
protein.
Some
like,
sauces,
what are you
some
talking
things
about,
just
brother?
Fall off the pasta. So
I,
you're,
I
like,
just.
You're not really.
I don't know. Maybe it's my autism talking.
Scott's the clown that's going to go to Italy and be like, well, can I get a burger? You
know, well, I'm like, Italy, I get cheese, it. But anywhere else, it's like, you know, I have two bites. I'm like, all right, now I'm just going to do this same bite 100 more times.
Yes. It's amazing.
It can be amazing.
Hey, you had an amazing bite. Do you want another amazing bite? Of course, I want another amazing bite.
I get bored
bite.
With pasta. I don't know.
Well, a lot
have
of
you had had a good lasagna?
Like, I don't like. My brother used to always order pasta, and then I would eat his leftovers. I'm like, oh, this is pretty good, but I'd never order it.
That's crazy.
I'll order it after. I'll eat the leftovers and be like, oh, that's a good bite, but I'll never like.
Well, a lot of times it's better.
Whole meal
pasta absorbs the flavor.
Yeah, it gets a congeal and everything. Oh, man. Second day pasta.
Yeah.
You give me a sandwich or pasta, I'm going sandwich all day.
That's crazy, brother.
Well, I mean,
you don't have to. I would say not crazy. You don't have to live in an either or life. But every once in a while, you can get a sandwich. And then, you know, another day, you can get a pasta.
No, never. I'm
no
never,
one's telling you.
Never
what
getting
you
the
do
pasta.
Is you that's put crazy. The pasta between bread.
Oh,
I'll take a ravioli.
Garlic bread,
I've had a
top
spaghetti
up that
sandwich.
Sauce.
Ooh, baby.
I won't mind a ravioli, you know?
Take the,
that I can do a couple
ravioli.
Ravioli.
Not a ravioli. A
little burst not in your mouth.
Ravioli, tonight, yeah. So that's tonight I ordered that, and Kendra ordered a side of spinach.
And nice penne.
She doesn't like spinach. She got it for me, and I mixed it in with my rigatoni and vodka sauce. I love a good cooked spinach. I like spinach all the way around, but my Popeye's like boom, boom.
I haven't had pasta in a long time. Really, you really, really tapping into me, Greg, right now. It's really making me
See, Joe doesn't like pasta.
It's just a lot. No, it's a lot. It's
I
a lot of carbs.
Pasta.
A lot of,
but I was say it's so much carbs, and I'm trying to, you know, shredding for the wedding, baby.
Exactly.
Shredding for the wedding.
So. Trying to shred for your wedding as well.
So, but pasta, man.
Whew. Every time I'm not shredding pasta. For the wedding, and then the lady reminds me, she's like, the wedding is coming up. I'm like,
I've gotten a good rhythm here lately. I've been making like a heavy protein bowl for my main lunch, which is my dinner because I stop eating after I eat that, basically. It's like a fried rice with cauliflower rice, chicken, eggs, broccoli, cauliflower, additional
I like
cauliflower.
A rice topped with a rice. That's not quite rice.
It's
close to rice.
Joe doesn't substitute rice. He just adds on top of it.
No, I got cauliflower rice. That's the substitute.
I mean, it's just a vegetable.
It's a vegetable rice. You know? And then some green beans. And it's really good.
We went to Trader Joe's. There's one in a couple towns
I didn't trade.
Over. Went to, and we had so much stuff there. It's like this tiny ass version of Trader Joe's, but they pack it all in. Good stuff. If it wasn't 30 minutes away or 25 minutes, do it more often. But
is that like one in Marietta somewhere?
This one's in Roswell.
Alpharetta, Roswell. Ooh, I think I've been to that one.
You guys are near New Mexico.
Terrible parking
What's
lot.
Going on?
Terrible parking lot.
It's this one's a weird, crazy parking lot, but it's you can find spots. Usually,
is it like near
spots.
Lots or something like that?
Big Lots.
It's Big
near
Lots?
A.
You just call Lots.
We went to
Lots.
One I did call it Lots. Couldn't remember if they were still big or not.
Well, Big Lots filed bankruptcy and closed most of their stores. Or a lot of them, or maybe all of them. But now they're reopening. stores.
Did you catch it, Joe?
I gotta say, no, I didn't catch it. Whenever I go in one hand, I'm never catching it. I gotta say,
that's what she said.
What does filing for bankruptcy really mean? Because I feel like a lot of these companies file for bankruptcy, and then 2 weeks later, they're back on the market better than ever.
Bankruptcy protection. Okay.
Because
so.
I'm like, man, I've seen a lot of you motherfuckers sign up, file for bankruptcy, and I still see you motherfuckers around.
There's different chapters also, so.
Chapter 7. It's a big chapter. Everybody's talking about chapter 7. That's like it Psalms.
It means you're still in business. The bankruptcy filing. You just don't got to pay your debt back anymore. You know? It's the old.
It's insanity.
The old loophole.
They shame you for 10 years, but you don't got to pay your debt. So it's like it's you know, you got to weigh the.
Yeah, your credit's shit for a long time, but hey, at least you're not.
Back in the day, that used to be the thing to do. You're like. Should we just go bankruptcy
it's not
and we eat it for 10 years?
Yeah,
my parents might have done it.
I feel like every 22-year-old should file for bankruptcy.
No,
just be like,
you old, I'm out. You're gonna fuck yourself over.
Question:
but.
After the 10 year, do you have to pay it back or is it just gone?
No, 10 years just because your credit's dinged, then you can start building.
Okay, but you still have to pay it.
Depends.
No, see, that's the thing. They've changed the laws recently. Back in the day, though, you could just file for bankruptcy, and then it would just fuck your credit for a few years, and then you're
off?
Free. Yeah.
Oh, man.
But then they changed the laws because people were just doing that.
After 4 years of
college?
Like,
you know what? Fuck my credit for 10 years. I don't
want
to.
Yeah, I was about to say, after 4 years of college, just file the bankruptcy. I can't buy a house or a new car for 10 years. I'll just get a car in cash.
What's the point of going to college if you can't get enough money to pay off your college? That's the question, isn't it?
Great.
Welcome to college in my time.
Welcome to America.
College was cheap back then.
This is America.
That's American dream.
If I filed bankruptcy, then I'd be getting out of it this year. Be pretty good. 10 years. I'm 10 years out of college. Holy shit. That just hit me.
Dang.
You better get married, Joe.
Well, I got that lined up. I got to say, another random rant because, you know, we don't have a doc here. I feel like as a society, we're not getting married anymore at the rate that we should. I've been seeing a lot of these statistic things where it's like, oh, now you got to have like this much money to buy a house, and I'm like, why are all these single people trying to buy houses? Like back in the day, your mom and your dad got married and they bought a house together. Like, yeah, it's gonna be hard to buy a house by yourself. You're by yourself. Two incomes are better than one, guys. All these guys want to be single for the whole lives.
The thing
lives.
Is, people
like,
are getting married later, but you need to get on the house early on. So,
I know it's a little yin and yang. But I'm saying, like, all these single people are complaining about the housing market. It's like you would never get in a fucking house if you're by yourself, bro.
What are you talking about, Joe? You don't realize back in the day,
if you had a really good
job, the wife was never working back in the day. It was just the guy who was working.
You know what, Scott?
And they
you
were buying
me.
The house with the guy's income.
You got me.
And the mom was staying home taking care of the kids. Now you need two incomes, and you still can't afford the house.
You know what, Scott? Well, there's not a lot of people out here with two incomes, but Scott, you got me. Touche.
Yeah, people are getting married later, and you know what that's called? Definity.
It's called smarter decisions.
Name of the episode.
Like, people are actually waiting to figure out who they are before just jumping in the deep end.
Yeah, and you can live with your mom and dad until you're 37, 38.
I don't condone that.
San Francisco trees.
I don't condone that. Go live on your own. I was out of the house at 18, never turned back. I've seen three movies since I talked to you guys last.
Three movies.
It's not going to take that long. I saw Zodiac after our episode last week. I put on Zodiac at 1 a.m. thinking that I'd probably fall asleep. And I'd finish it the next day. And I did not. I stayed up till 3:30, watched the entire movie. I was enthralled by the storytelling, gripped by the cinematography and the direction of David Fincher, the acting of Mark Ruffalo, Robert Downey Jr., and Jake Gyllenhaal. And the movie was really good. Surprise, surprise. Really good movie. Really interesting story. There was so much I didn't know about the Zodiac Killer because it happened, you know, well before my time. And the story was kind of out of, like, normal rotation by the time I came around and came to my formative years. So I really liked that. Enjoyable movie. Shadow Force, a new movie in theaters starring Kerry Washington and Omar Sy. Also features Divine, let me see if I say this right. Is it Divine Randolph Joy or Divine Joy Randolph? I think it's Randolph Joy. Ah, it's going to kill me. And also Method Man and Mark Strong. Divine Joy Randolph. My biggest takeaway.
Divine.
Good movie. Not a great movie, but I think we all could have figured that out. But I do appreciate Lionsgate for putting this movie in theaters, because this is a simple story. You know, there's some good action. There's a cute little kid at the heart of it. And this, I would never have seen this movie if this just went straight to Netflix. It would have been buried under the avalanche of all the things on Netflix. And instead, I paid, you know, good money. It's part of my AMC package. Went and saw it. Had a good time, like an hour 45, I want to say. Killed an afternoon and went on with my day. Solid little movie. And the last movie I saw was a short. And I came to a conclusion earlier. Well, like yesterday. I think I saw it either yesterday or today. One of the pages I follow on Instagram noted that Canopy, which is through the library system. Yeah. Canopy added two of Ryan Coogler's shorts that he did before, you know, he eventually did Fruitvale Station. So I was like, oh, snap, that's interesting. Let me watch this. So I watched one of them called Locks. I'm going to watch another one of them called Figs, most likely before I talk to you next time. But I was like, hey, there's a podcast I listened to, and at the end of last year, homie was talking about how he read a bunch of books. I can't remember the exact number, but he read a good amount of books. And then his co-hosts were like, dang, how did you read that many books? And he was like, well, there's a couple like poetry books in there. Like all of them weren't like 300 page epics and whatnot. And I was like, oh, if I get a couple of shorts in here, I think I can maybe stack up some shorts to get to that 365 number by the end of the year. Not a bad idea. But it was a good little 6-minute short. The story was you just see this young kid. He has dreads and he leaves the house for the day. There's everything going on in his surroundings. And then he walks to the barbershop. He gets a haircut, comes back home, and then enters his little sister's room. And she's obviously sick and she's lost all her hair. And then he shows her that he cut his hair in solidarity with her. A cute little 6-minute short. And yeah, that was the last thing I watched.
Nice. Now, did you hear Levitard mention Sinners today? First time they really talked about it.
First time they brought it.
Spoil it, Greg. I'm gonna see it.
I saw Kendra went out of town for the weekend, so I saw a few movies while she was gone, and we watched a couple movies together. Crazy. We watched a couple movies together.
Ooh,
we
went on a True Party?
Alfred Hitchcock Party. We watched Rear Window and Vertigo over the last couple days.
Vertigo.
I know Joe just watched Vertigo.
Vertigo, classic.
I thought I'd seen it, but I had not at all seen it.
Okay.
I mean, that story was like crazy. Kendra like figured it out pretty much.
Did she?
Pretty early, but have you seen Rear Window?
No spoilers.
I have not seen Rear Window. I need to see Rear Window.
That's a good one. Well, I like Rear Window better than Vertigo.
Really? Oh, I gotta check this out.
Same actor.
Oh, really?
That's funny. So I saw Rear Window, and it's
they're filmed at the same time, actually.
the most famous guy in mystery movies. What's his name?
James Stewart, Orson Welles.
Jimmy Stewart. So he has like a broken leg, and he's in a wheelchair, and he can't leave his place. So he's looking out of the window at his neighborhood and sees stuff in the apartments across the way. And just kind of enjoys their lives going on across the way. And then stuff happens, or he thinks stuff happens, but he's not sure. Because he really don't know the truth. And then so he starts investigating or trying to. But when I turn Vertigo on, first scene, he's holding a cane. It's like he's holding a cane. Yeah. And I was like, is this like a... Is this a sequel?
Is this a continuation?
He just got out of his cast. He's got a cane. But I enjoyed both of them. Vertigo was... We both went back and forth whether... what's her name? What's the actress's name? Like, is she pretty or not? She has a weird jawline. Weird mouth.
She had a weird look. But when she's not playing the role of the wife, she looks more natural and she looks prettier. And then when she goes back to the white hair, it's kind of like, this is kind of throwing me off. But
there was such a weird emotion watching that. Like, he's treating her so horribly if she was somebody else. But because we then it's like, he's being awful. He's being awful to this person. And then it's like, well, she kind of deserves it. And then it's like, wait, I don't know how to feel about
this. Yeah, it got real crazy. Because I was like, did he know as he was doing all that? Was he just like, saw her and wanted to recreate?
No spoilers.
It
was just,
it got wicked.
Some people haven't seen it yet. If you're going to wait a little bit.
No, I'm about to spoil it. It's
but one of the fun, like, you know.
80 years after its release.
It's on my DVR. So
seven, it was 90 years. No.
I want to bring up two scenes in it, Greg.
I have it TiVo.
Two scenes
when his
gave
lady
me the
friend,
willies.
Well, when his lady friend did the painting. It was the funniest, awkward scene ever.
That was
she put her face on that. That was so funny. But what were you going to say?
There's two scenes in that movie that gave me the willies. The first one is when he's now having this weird like trip and everything. And then he's reimagining the scene where he's talking to the dude who lost his wife. And then the lady's standing right there.
Yeah.
I was like, oh shit, that threw me the fuck for a loop. But the one that really gave me the willies is at the end when the sister just walks up the steps. That shit terrified me.
I mean, that terrified somebody else too, and that's kind of
exactly. So I was like, I completely
funny thing
understand
on that
how
is
somebody
Kendra
can
fell asleep for the last like 45 seconds. So
she
missed that last minute. That was so funny.
That last one really just I was like,
typical lady.
Just a shiver went down my spine. I had to look behind me like, oh, cause I was watching it here on the computer. I was like, oh,
just like, did I shit myself?
But yeah, I watched the colorized versions on both of those, and a lot of the watching of that was
weird.
Yeah,
black people in the roles? What's going on?
Weird. It's a weird choice for that color they chose for that. And
is like Alfred Hitch
character? Like, did you watch black and white or like colorized?
I watched the colorized versions. I didn't know they were in black and white. They were
black and white originally, and then they.
Huh. So they remastered them as color.
Yeah, they went and colored them.
I didn't even think of that. That's interesting.
Oh, yeah. It's wild. And while she was gone, I watched three movies. Watched the Netflix movie Havoc with
Tom Hardy.
And
I was
Timothy
born
Oliphant,
in this havoc-ness.
Forrest Whitaker, and it was a big, you know, action.
Oh, the guy from 8 Mile,
violent movie.
Scott, the guy from 8 Mile, is also in Sinners.
Jenner Bob?
No.
But it was you know, it was what it was.
I don't remember what the name of his character is.
Straight up action movies. Tom Hardy once again couldn't understand.
And Tony McIntyre.
Because he mumbles. But
it's
also
Omar
watched,
Benson, the big friend.
I've been watching, Omar Benson. That's true. Watching Mobland on Paramount as well.
Also,
it's a really good series. Really good series. Tom Hardy's a lot better in that one. He can understand what he's saying, but it's also A lot
he
better
plays
production.
Saul George? Saul George?
A lot better production of Mobley. With Pierce Brosnan
I gotta say, I don't love Tom Hardy's choices. I feel like he is a movie-ass star, and he just refuses to be a movie star.
Well, he was on that one FX series.
I was just about to say, he was on that random FX show that no one watched. No, it wasn't Old Man. It wasn't Old Man. Old Man was the dude. The dude did Old Man.
Was it directed by Seth Rogen?
It wasn't Aliens, but Aliens was around. Yeah, Taboo. I was a show called Aliens was also around at the same time, but yeah, Taboo.
Taboo.
I was like, brother, what are you doing?
Taboo too.
Odd show. But
anybody Taboo 2?
Taboo 2. No, that's an Adam Carolla reference.
I don't know what it is.
I get it.
Very good fit.
Taboo the card game. Big fan of that. Big fan of that.
Yeah, so I watched that movie and then I watched that series. I binged that series, which it's not quite done yet. Another episode, I think, maybe. Two.
Oh, okay.
They come out Saturday or Sundays. And that's on the Paramount Network. And I finally saw Captain America, Brave New World.
Oh, did you?
With the, that was, you know.
I was going to get him.
A Captain America movie.
It happened.
It was a film.
I don't know why it was made. I mean, was it setting? I mean, it's setting up the new Avengers.
It's setting up, basically.
It was kind of like, it just was.
They really shot themselves in the foot.
Set up.
In the end game, you know, you get the passing of the shield to whatever.
Sam Rogers? Sam Stevens? Sam something.
Uncle?
I don't even know what
Sam
is.
Another power play? Can we talk about it?
But Bucky does show up. Bucky shows up a little bit in that movie.
Oh, spoiler.
The gas station?
Sam Wilson.
But what's his character's name before he gets the shield? He's
Sam Wilson? Oh, Falcon. He's the Falcon.
Falcon.
Then Danny Ramirez becomes the Falcon.
Yeah.
And he's wearing some U merch, which is dope.
But so I saw that, and then I also saw the comeback trail.
Bucky comes in and has the best scene of the entire movie. It's the only time, like, the two people decide to act their nuts off, and then like there's a funny moment there. It's like, oh, you guys know what you're doing. Like, this movie doesn't know what it's doing.
That's true. And then when I was watching the Mobland, the suggestion came up for this movie, The Comeback Trail, which to me I thought was a new movie because I never heard of it. But it was from like a few years ago with Zach Braff, Robert De Niro, Tommy Lee Jones. Robert De Niro is a schlocky
boxer
producer guy. It's like a schlocky movie producer guy, Zach Braff's nephew, and they make really bad movies that, like, Murder Nuns was like their last movie that was popular. And
Groupers.
So he decides, he finds out that one of his rivals,
Emil Hirsch,
had their
Morgan
star
Freeman?
Die during filming, and they got the insurance money, so he decided to make a movie hire a guy that he thought would die during filming so they could get the insurance money to pay off his debts. So he hired
the producers.
He hired an old Western actor, Tommy Lee Jones. And
this movie technically came out this year, though, Greg.
That's what
it's very funny.
That's what I don't understand.
So its original release date was October 9th, 2020, but that was at the Montclair Film Festival, and it didn't come out in the U.S. It didn't come out in the U.S. until February 25th. 2025.
So pandemic shelved it for 5 years.
Yeah, it basically just
it was
got
not
put
a great
a
movie,
shelf.
But it was fun old Hollywood stuff because it's from the 70s. It's set in the 70s. And but Tommy Lee Jones, I've come to hate Tommy Lee Jones. It's freaking wrinkly ass face, and he just always seems, I don't know, like he thinks he's
not
better
happy
than everybody
either.
Else. But in this one, he played a drunk.
He peaked with Men in Black.
He played like a drunk old Western guy who's just going through life, and he was so good in this movie, The Comeback Trail.
Was he?
I love Tommy Lee Jones in this. And they just lucked
back.
In like they chance, like crazy chance by chance, they ended up making a great movie, even though they were trying to kill off Tommy Lee Jones, or one guy was anyway. And it was funny, it was dumb. The movie wasn't great, but Tommy Lee Jones was great. And so check it out, Paramount Plus.
Speaking of movies,
like the of this.
When I looked it up, I saw that it like was from several years ago, but I'd never heard of it.
It's from 2020. It's very good. Cry, oh, wow. Like, made $3 million. Speaking of, we've got a couple of big releases on the horizon. Some I'm going to see. Some I'm not going to see. Hurry Up Tomorrow comes out this week. That is the weekend Jenny Ortega and Barry Keoghan. I'm calling him Keoghan. Keoghan. Thank you.
I think it is Keoghan, though. I don't but
it's spelled Keoghan. But I think you're right. I think it's Keegan. And Final Destination Bloodlines come out this week.
Ooh,
I'm actually
going to
see that Hurry Up Tomorrow. And then the following week, Memorial Day weekend, we have The Last Mission Impossible. Maybe. We don't know. Ooh, that's a long runtime. I haven't seen no Mission Impossible, so I don't plan on seeing this as well. And then Lilo and Stitch, the live action remake is coming out that week as well. Greg, you had something to say?
Well, I think you should binge all the Mission Impossible.
It's not happening.
I'm going to say the last one, Dead Reckoning, the part one of the final.
The first one that's not the first
really,
one.
Really, really good. Like, it was.
Really? I heard the opposite.
It has one of the best stunts, and then. And then you can watch.
Was it a good movie or was it good
doing
stunts?
The stunt. It was both. It was a good movie and good stunts. Mm-hmm. I loved it. Okay. It's one of my favorite. Uh-huh. It was my favorite movie of last year, bro.
The week after that, we got Karate Kid Legends, which I think is the final Karate Kid thing, at least for now. Jackie Chan, Ralph
Macchio. It doesn't
Machio
make sense to
together.
Me because they did the.
Because
Karate
James Smith
Kid.
Is not in it, and
exactly.
The TV show
and,
stuff is
and,
not in it.
Well. Daniel LaRusso's in it, so, but I don't think he's.
Well, but that's
the
only part of it.
Is he doing that character from like? So I don't know if they're gonna bring any
I
of the TV
he
show
has to be.
Story.
Yeah, they have the no one else, and that's what I thought the whole movie was gonna be. But then I see Jackie Chan, I see a new kid. I'm like, wait, I thought you guys were taking the show into the movie.
Well, that was the thing is they karate is
they karate
Japanese, and then so they Chopped. Made it kung fu or whatever. And Karate Kid with Jaden Smith because, you know, he's Chinese. Jackie Chan is Chinese, so it was a Chinese martial art. And so I was like, all right, well, you're bringing Jackie Chan and Daniel-san. So you're bringing...
Together. Yeah. It's a little odd. So. Also, the limited release of The Phoenician Scheme. That's the new Wes Anderson movie. F1 comes out later in June. Well, we got F1.
F1's then the in guy, July, what's his name from?
Brad Pitt and Damson Idris from Snowfall.
Snowfall, that's the one.
Snowfall.
And then we
that
got,
actually looks
well,
pretty
got,
good. And I know they filmed.
The fucking trailers are getting me, man.
Well, the problem
I didn't
is.
I want to see it originally. And now that I'm
the problem
seeing the trailers
is
every five movies I go see.
60-year-old dude. How old is Brad Pitt? He's like 50, mid,
he's
late
like,
50s.
He's like, it's 50, 60s-ish.
Imagining, like, even like a race car driver from that era, from, so, not even, like the oldest driver.
I think he's
probably
going
to
play
like
40.
50. So, like Michael Schumacher
but,
coming back now, I guess would be kind of like what it would be. But Michael Schumacher's, you know.
So Brad Pitt's 61.
I can see that.
So he's probably going to be playing like 50, 55.
Flavor Flav and the Golden
Flav.
Knights.
Oh,
I'm
like,
say, I'm going to miss Austin Powers.
But yeah, I mean, it actually looks pretty good. And I know they filmed during F1 weekends. And so a lot of the drivers are going to be in it. And a lot of the cars from the real cars.
And it's the same director from Maverick, which a lot of people loved.
And I love
Superman's coming out in July. I'm kind of stoked for that. A new trailer came out today. I haven't seen it yet. It's like it's like the definitive trailer now. Eddington from, I can't remember homeboy's name, Ari Aster is coming out later this year. Fantastic Four is coming out this summer. What I originally thought was going to be a lackluster film year, Sinners really changed the trajectory for everything. But now, as the titles come out and, you know, we're getting glimpses of the movies, I'm like, you know what? Might not be a bad year. The new Naked Gun is coming out. When I first saw the trailer, I was like, this is dumb. 33
and 4/5.
And then the final little joke they threw in there at the end, I was like, I think they got me. It's being directed by, I want to say, Yorma Taccone from
Lonely Island.
Lonely Island fame.
Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm.
So.
Yes, that's.
I'm interested in that now. So, yeah. There's a new Jurassic World coming out. I can care less about that. Honestly, a little personal. Oh, my gosh. That brings something up I've been meaning to talk about for two episodes now. But a little omission for me. Never seen any Jurassic Park movie. I've seen bits and pieces. It terrified the shit out of me. And then never got around to it. I was a kid. It came out in 93 when I was born. I seen some of it as a kid. And I was terrified. And I just never got around to it.
Oh, man. The crazy thing about Jurassic Park is I got the book from Michael Crichton.
Greg was 34. Jurassic Park.
And it was like, I don't know, it was like 500 pages. I read that shit so fast, like boom, 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 it was awesome. And then there was a movie like a year later.
What do you mean you read
it? And the movie was freaking, like, at the time.
Wait, it's based on a book?
Michael Crichton, the creator of ER.
I didn't know that.
Come on.
Oh, wow.
And it was very true.
George Clooney is the T-Rex.
I have a question. Okay,
I'm disappointed.
So, the last time I went to see Sinners, there was a trailer for Jurassic World.
The last time I went to see
it. It's not that recent. It was a couple weeks ago. I could have went last week, but Ariel's sisters didn't invite me to the Mother's Day viewing of Sinners. It felt very slighted.
Wow.
felt very slighted. So shout last out time to I went the
mothers
to
out there.
Shout out to the mothers. Happy Mother's
Day. Huge moms.
They played the trailer for the new Jurassic World. And you know what one of the first shots is? It's a pterodactyl flying in the sky. And I thought to myself, why is the pterodactyl contained to the island? Can't you just fly away? Like, what? This makes no sense.
The islands are separate.
They have ankle bracelets.
You can fly to another island. You got to see how...
Yeah, pterodactyl, you can fly all over the world.
No.
Joe, you gotta watch to the end of the movie. When the movie ends after the credits.
You know how much energy it is to flap those wings?
Where it flies to another island.
It's like when you watch a movie,
I feel like
and they're
he
out
get
to sea, and they're lost at sea.
And be
they're
through lost the at sea.
They're not that.
They're in the Caribbean. He can get to Florida, is all I'm saying.
Joe, wait till the after credits.
But you know when you're watching people are lost at sea, and then a bird lands on the ship, and they're like, holy shit. We're close to land because there's a bird on our. They only go so far.
I'm saying if you're right off the coast of Cuba, you can get over to Jamaica. You can get over to the Caymans.
But why would they leave when there's so much? I mean, the only reason they would leave is if they ran out of food. Otherwise, there's no reason to leave.
I don't know what they're eating, but I mean, the U.S. has a lot of vegetation. I don't think he's going to run out of food. And then he can terrorize.
He's not
going to
run out of food on that island.
If he goes to Wyoming, he owns Wyoming now.
I don't know that exists. They're only going to leave if they run out of food, and they're not running out of food.
Like,
they just fly. I'm just saying.
Also, okay, you haven't seen the movie.
Also,
you don't know if the movie's going to go to Wyoming.
But the thing is, this one is the island where they tested
You don't know if
before they open the original park, so the worst of the worst are there.
The pterodactyl that goes to a.
But then I also thought about the aquatic animals. Like, motherfucker, you could just swim through the Atlantic Ocean. Like, why are you just kicking it here? Like, what are you doing?
They had some kind of fences, though. But yes,
that
you
go
correct
all the
on
way
the
to the sky
animals.
To the bottom of the ocean.
The
like,
aquatic animals, yes.
The land animals, the land dinosaurs, you can't get anywhere. But you flying motherfuckers, you swimming motherfuckers, like. You got to write in how these motherfuckers just never decided, like, you know what? I'm going to take a left here and just keep going.
The one
like, I see
Joe's
a blue whale that I can take
his
out.
Belief is Jurassic Park.
I'm just wondering. Movie. My the thing is, movie. Why would you recreate those dinosaurs? Like, just keep it to the land.
I just want to say, before we move on to movies, my local theater is showing Austin Powers, but only on Monday the 19th when I have to see Sinners in 70mm.
You can only watch it on home box offices.
No, I was actually excited to see Austin Powers in the theater because
Joe's disappointment is dinosaur movies. But I would say, Joe, watch at least the original Jurassic Park and a couple of the Jurassic Worlds. But I would honestly, you should watch the Mission Impossibles. They're fun. There's always that reveal of face being ripped off.
There's 8-9 of them now. I don't have the time.
Oh, at least.
I don't have the time.
You've seen Sinners 12 times.
We don't have any disappointments, so Scott, must be a good week. So we're gonna move on.
I'm disappointed.
Low life's low life.
I got something to say.
At the Jay Carey on Instagram, Florida.
DTR on the Discord. Bad people.
Brow can do the Discord. Disappointment. Busted a goal, mid-stealing, in my place. The world's gone nuts.
That's crazy.
And then Marcus was like, I need more details on the disappointment.
And then Canute said, similar goal, stealing old crap out of the garage. Opportunity thief.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say.
They all
like
are convicts, right?
Garage door open.
You can just see it was like an old man.
No, Joe.
Running through his garage.
They're not. It's a convict.
A lot of them are. It was not a prison. They didn't send. The prisoners went there and helped build the new place, but it wasn't a prison aisle. They didn't just send prisoners.
I didn't say prison island. I said convict island.
They didn't send them there.
Did I say prison island? I might have said prison island, but I meant convict.
But I'm saying they didn't send them there and just
this aisle of convicts.
They gave these convicts a choice to go, hey, you can serve your sentence here, building this for us. So, yes, they were criminals.
Convict music.
But it wasn't a prison.
I was about to say, we need some Akon pop up in the background. Akon had a moment.
On to the encouragements. Akon had a moment.
Craig sent for the Akons.
I was reading the notes.
Movie ass star. I have another update. Last week, I had an update about me finally getting the funds from the state. I have a new update. Your boy was dealing with Fruit Fly City. All right? And everybody was giving me every Tom, Dick, and Harry
also
I knew.
Also known as Australia.
Every remedy, every apple cider vinegar concoction, and put it in this type of thing, and this bottle and that bottle. And I'd had enough, and I needed to go to drastic measures. So
Jurassic.
But you never seen
Jurassic
it.
Measures. So I got a pterodactyl. No. So
flew right across the ocean.
So I went to Walmart and I paid the best $35 I've ever spent, and I got a fruit fly contraption machine.
Greeters to come home with you,
and
he just threw away all the fruit in your apartment.
And I have placed it in the kitchen for an extended amount of time.
The fruit.
I've placed it in the bathroom for an extended amount of time. I've put it in the living room for an extended amount of time. And the number of fruit flies that were in the apartment have gone down considerably. I've opened it. I've emptied it out. I've taken it. It's a fruit fly graveyard in this motherfucker. Like, these motherfuckers think they're playing with the wrong... No, sorry. These motherfuckers need to know they're playing with the wrong one. All right?
Joe, you know, got this, you know, shit what you could have done that was cheaper?
What's that?
Just put sports on.
I don't get it. Oh, Scott. It's not nice. Scott's trying to get his bullying area.
What was it? I wasn't paying attention.
It's UV light. There's like an extra sports, fan Greg. Subsonic thing that's going
Fruity
on.
Fruity Fly Trap for indoors. Bug Zapper.
I can go grab like the box. Hold on. It's not a bug zapper. It's like a glue. It's like a glue thing at the bottom, and that's they get stuck to that because they go through the fan and they get pushed down to the glue thing, and then they're trapped.
Oh, did I bought a couple of those last year.
Fly trap and
it has a UV light and a fan, and they get sucked down onto the little sticky trap at the bottom.
So it's the stem flying insect fan trap.
I got one of those. I got the cheap Amazon version. Wait, is that the Amazon version?
No, this is the Walmart version. Hmm. So yeah, this is lifesaver. It's a lifesaver. Quiet fan helps pull the insects into the device. Oh, it's $35 at Walmart. It's changed the game. It's changed the game. Your boy's not dealing with as many fruit flies. I can have a meal and not have to slap
and
kill all these fucking fruit flies. I can use the bathroom without trying to, you know, get my ninja on.
Imagine what
and my reflex machine on.
Joe's just using the bathroom going like
I'm just in there with a lightsaber just trying to knock these motherfuckers out. It's insane. The boy just wants to read an article, take a shit in peace. Like, Jesus Christ.
Lightsaber.
I've only had it for like 3 days now, and I'm far less annoyed being in the apartment.
Good. Yeah, you gotta get rid of those suckers.
So you put on sports and then
see, it's not nice.
A couple years ago, it might have been encouragement or discouragement, I'm not sure, but my favorite hockey player of all time, Adam Foote, was working for the Avalanche's broadcast and then took a job
him to Brad
in the
Hand.
Front office. Hey, took a job as an assistant
hey, Bobby for the Vancouver Ankle's Canucks.
I was disappointed that he left the Avalanche to go be an assistant in Vancouver. Well, I am encouraged that today he was named the new head coach of the Vancouver Canucks. So, my favorite player of all time is now the head coach of the Vancouver Canucks. So, congratulations, Adam Foote. Good for you. You deserve it. One of the best defensemen to don an Avalanche.
We almost didn't hear about
disappointment.
It. Because it was 52. In his mouth.
Number 52. That
late game disappointment. I just remember something.
The Knights
are
winning.
You want to play the drop or not?
Oh.
So I've been watching The Handmaid's Tale for years now. Right? We're in the final season. It's finally ending after like a two, three-year hiatus. It's finally having its final season. And it's finally coming to a head. If you know the show, if you're aware of the show,
if you know,
the Handmaids are finally getting their lick back. And I'm disappointed because the opportunity was right there to kill Aunt Lydia. This woman has terrorized these women for season after season after season and been playing it like she's the good person and all this. And they had the chance to kill her, and they didn't. They gave her a speech, and she just let them go on with their plan instead of... because she stopped them, and she was going to fuck up their plan. And then they came and gave her a speech, and then she realized the errors of her ways and let them go on and carry out their mission. And they didn't kill her. And I wanted that woman killed because, God damn it, was she annoying for all those seasons, putting June and all the other women through all the shit that they did. And her fake fucking sense of ownership of Janine and not protecting Janine at all and thinking she's protecting her in her way by sending her off to family after family and taking their children away from them. I wanted her dead, and they didn't do it. And I'm a little disappointed. I'm very disappointed.
You want her dead.
She needed to go. She needed to get off. But they didn't do it. I was upset.
Very, very.
Can I get high? Can I get high?
Oh, wow, wow, wow.
Can I get high? High? Can I get high?
I just read that Jekyll Brewing shuttered all their Jekyll Brewing just shuttered all their locations.
Oh, whoa! I don't like to hear that at all.
That's upsetting.
But Hyde's still open, so if you guys want to go there, Highbrow Canute on the Discord encouragement, watching my daughter, who's the daughter of my partner, represent her school at various sports. Proud dad moment. My partner's also proud.
Otterbot on the Discord encouragement. My dear friend Heather might be moving to Wisconsin to take my store after I moved on to my next adventure. We haven't been in the same place in 10 years. Very exciting.
Very exciting. That's very exciting. If you know the lore of Heather, it's very exciting for Otterbox.
Is Heather coming from like San Diego or something?
She's coming a lot of states.
Whoa. That sounded crazy. Don't know if that's anyway. How you meant it, but that sounded crazy, brother.
I would never.
Trivia question.
What did we learn today?
Trivia question. How many popes have there been? The new All Pope time? Leo is the Eight. What number of popes?
Six.
There's been six in like the last year, Joe.
How many popes have there been? In my lifetime. There have been, man, if we go back to like the Pope times, like when the Pope was almost as big as the king himself. I'm going to say bigger
now.
176.
You got two of the numbers correct.
Wait, now my guess.
In the right places or
wrong places, different. Yeah.
So 167.
One's green. One's orange.
627 popes.
Oh,
700.
Encouragement yesterday that we forgot. So
Pope Kelly.
Oh, I had put it on there. I guess you deleted it.
I didn't delete shit.
Oh my God, Greg!
I had put it on there.
You know, I never looked at the document. That wasn't me.
Because I got to the doc first. I opened it and I put it on there, and now it's gone.
Oh, but you didn't change the date. It still said like 3 weeks
ago. I didn't change the date or anything. Yeah, you're right.
He's placing blame.
I'm sorry.
She said, early highlight encouragement from Kelly Panetta on the Discord. We found a baby bunny nest in our front garden bed. So, so cute.
Oh, I seen it.
So anyway, Scott, what's your... I'm sorry, I didn't mean in any way. That is very cute. But back to the trivia question. Scott.
What was the question? Guess? Oh, how many popes there are?
Joe said... what did you say, Joe? 176?
I said 176.
671.
That you got the right two numbers correct that he had correct?
672.
Well, he used all three of them, so...
679.
What did you say? 672?
674, I said.
Did you say 672, though? Because that one...
He did. I said 672 is correct. What I said.
That's the correct numbers in the wrong
672.
Order.
672? Oh,
correct number in the wrong order.
So, 267.
Pope Leo gets the 267th Pope.
276, like the gas station.
Damn, 267, like the prequel to the gas station.
How many years, though?
Several hundred. 2100.
You don't say.
I did that math.
Several hundred? Oh, I thought it was five.
They did Pope for a day back in the 1920s.
All right, what did we learn today, fellas?
I learned there's 272 popes.
That's 276.
Well, no, he's right.
No, 267.
That was right, technically.
St. Peter. 2,000 years.
Almost. Who was the longest running pope? Is the question.
Did a pope ever run? Is the real question.
Hey. When did the Pope Mobile get introduced?
I would say John Paul the.
Has a pope ever been assassinated?
There's been attempts. I don't know if one's actually been.
Not since the Mobile was invented.
Well, obviously, the Mobile changed the game.
Hung above the baby.
Yeah, what did we learn?
St. Peter was there for 34 years. He was the first. The first pope lasted. It was the longest one. That's crazy. Pope John Paul II
Tom Hardy.
Is the one I grew up with, and he was in for 26. He was the third longest.
Damn, 26.
Pope Pius the Ninth was 31 years, and that was in the mid-1800s.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Do you remember him, Greg?
That's crazy.
I remember John Paul II. John Paul II was the pope most of my life.
Well, oh, yeah, John Paul was popular when we were in high school.
Good old JP. I learned that Scott loves and hates a liquor store bag.
I learned that Tom Hardy filed for bankruptcy after eating too much spinach watching a Hitchcock
That's
movie.
That's the title of the show. That's not... doesn't count. I learned that Joe sold his soul to kill fruit flies.
Whoa! Hey!
Mm-hmm. Hey, yeah, I was going to say, I learned that Joe hates
fruits.
Because
the soul is worth $30. $30.
Gonna get 35.
I learned that the Golden Knights haven't lost the game yet in the series. And this
0-0 going into the third.
It's the only competitive game tonight. All the other games have been blowouts, and they're annoying. It's like I was hoping the Knicks would close it out. I was hoping that the Warriors would make it a series.
Hoping the Panthers, Florida.
I knew they wouldn't.
Panthers would lose. Gators, Florida.
Damn. Fuck you, Scott.
Panther Gators.
Fuck you, T school.
Well, that's going to do it for episode 251.
We did it. With nothing on the dock.
Everybody. For listening to another episode of A New Low.
Thanks for listening to the new episode last night and then the new episode tonight.
That's a good point, though. Next week we're going to be recording on Thursday because, again, Scott has the greatest week ever planned.
The greatest week ever. You know what's better? If I was going to Vegas, but I'm not. It's almost.
Okay, I thought you were going to say if I did have to talk to you guys.
That's what I was going
to
say as well.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
But thank you, everybody, for listening to another episode of A New Low.
You're welcome.
I am L. Greg. That's Scott by Scott. That's Joe by Joe's head. We are New Low Pod on all social media. Listen to all the other shows, all of them, on the New Low Podcast Network. You have Who Does a Podcast. And Cheers from the Press Box. If I left anything out, you can find everything you need to know at anewlow.co.
Wop, bam, boom.
Thanks a lot for listening. And remember, a black man for Harris.
Wait a second.
We do podcast my name. Well, wrong drop. And remember, it's been a rad, rad world.
Enough, this is enough the time of his men
to
voted.
Say goodbye to all our low-life friends. We tricked you into listening, but now it has to end. See ya!
Where are we at in society today?
Don't listen to that fake
Come
news, guy.
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40! I'm not a kid!